This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you today, and I'm going to go to the articles on my desk here. Government run amok. 20 years later, American Free Press visits Waco, Texas site a massacre of innocent Americans. Visitors at the Waco Shrine in Waco, Texas left these toys in remembrance of the children, along with innocent Branch Davidian adults murdered in cold blood by agents of the U.S. federal government in 1993. American Free Press, Mark Anderson visited the site in early July to see if the event was being remembered 20 years later. Waco, Texas, on July 8th and 9th, American Free Press visited the remote Mount Carmel Church site, some 12 miles outside of Waco, Texas, in order to recognize an anniversary that even most patriot media have played down and ignored. It was 20 years ago that heavily armed federal agents descended upon an obscure religious group and laid waste to what became known as the Branch Davidian compound as their place of diversive, labeled by big media and sundry bureaucrats. This Orwellian onslaught began on February 28, 1993, and April, and ended on April 19, 1993, when federal agents set fire to the church, which resulted in the killing of 82 people, 19 of whom were children, 10 years old and younger. With the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the FBI forming the tip of the spear, this shocking murder was carried out as if the federal government sought more than just the attack of Davidians. It was as if the central state wanted to fire a proverbial shot over the bow to warn any other would-be renegades that there is a distinct tolerance limit on any culture, counterculture movement that meet with the disapproval of Washington commissioners. And after 51 days widely televised standoff between the feds and the Davidians, few can forget what was done to the largely defensive men, women, and children at Mount Carmel. While today elements of the surviving Davidian sect are reorganizing and trying to move on with their lives and practice their religion, this baptism of fire bestowed upon the Branch Davidians in 1993 reportedly also involve military assets who some say escalated the event to a fiery massacre. Which seared a deep wound in the American body politics. The word Waco soon came to represent a watershed event regarding the deeply use of power by the Davidian central state, regardless of one's opinion of the sect leader, David Koresh. The rather murky background and unorthodox belief mystified some, and even today some Waco residents with whom this reporter spoke are reluctant to voice an opinion or even discuss the matter. One woman employed by the local newspaper noted about Mount Carmel, "I haven't been out there in 7 years. She'd rather forget all about it," she said. Yet, certainly Koresh and his followers who perished with him did not deserve such a fate under any circumstance. See page 5 inside this edition of American Free Press for more on the memorial. Waco, 20 years later. American Free Press visits site of what is now ultimate symbol of police state abuse. Waco, Texas, in an arid, lonely, wind-blown field in McLaren County, along double Ranch Drive, just off Farm to Market Road. It's a small chapel built since the siege by the Branch Davidians. Compound once stood. While there is small commemorative stones right at the chapel and main memorial about 200 yards from the chapel, consists of two large walls that displays the names, ages, and nations of origin of the descent.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Okay, folks. We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go back to this report. Yet the mayors who have served Waco since the assault and most other local leaders have urged a virtual blackout that the siege ever happened. But what if they seem to miss is that this was not a lone nut working in a textbook warehouse accused of shooting a president. another watershed event that gives another Texas city an identity crisis still lingering after 50 years. Rather, at Waco, the government itself did most of the shooting against the defenseless religious sect. In the kind of world that many of us wish existed, the community should have told the federal government, never again, the slaying of innocents. That's all of that report, folks. Four years in jail for FBI fantasy. Retired U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander says he has evidence to prove his friend is innocent. Readers of American Free Press will remember the series of articles run on these pages in 2010 2011 concerning the plight of Monroe County, Tennessee, retired naval officer who tried to expose fraud in the recent court and grand jury system. Lieutenant Commander Walter Fitzpatrick found himself in jail for trying to perform a citizen's arrest when cops wouldn't enforce their own laws. According to the man who started it all, a federal attack on him, and Durin Hoff of Georgia in a small Tennessee town of Madison was just one more FBI provocation, and he now has evidence to prove it. Durin Hoff is an innocent man in jail for 4 years for the crime that never happened, said Fitzpatrick. An interested citizen, when interested citizens came to Madison on April 20th, 2010, for the court hearing of Fitzpatrick matter, Huff was followed from North Georgia by the FBI, detained at the interstate exit by local and law enforcement officers, and released after agreeing to lock his legally registered rifle and gun and handgun in a post toolbox of his pickup truck. No arrest was made, and Huff proceeded peacefully into town. The police saw that the supporters were not there to provoke violence, but to stand up for the fellow American who is being wronged by the system. The FBI saw it as another invitation to create a crime where none existed, said Fitzpatrick. he proved his point with Special Agent Mark Van Blaten, sworn affidavit on April 26th. Even though video shows Huff being determined not to be a security risk at the Tennessee Authority and released 6 days later, Van Bellen swore out an affidavit full of lies and deception, according to Fitzpatrick, including Huff's alleged threat to make an arrest on various individuals, that he was ready to die for his rights, and that they didn't have enough people on April 20th to do all they planned to do that day, that they would be back in 2 weeks. Huff was repeatedly denied making any outrageous statements, and Van Bellen even admits in his affidavit that he heard anything provocative from Huff. Van Bellen claims that Huff was heard making threats to a traffic stop by Lieutenant Don Williams of the Drug Task Force, and these were passed on to him. Van Bellen makes no claims of personal knowledge as to any law breaking by Huff. In court, testimony showed that Huff was under FBI surveillance from the night of April 19th. Huff was followed when he left home at 4 a.m. and was watched all day. There was never a moment when the FBI did not know where Huff was during the 24-hour period, and was never a threat to anyone. Fitzpatrick told American Free Press that he was located and interviewed 31 to 33 people known to have been on the scene that morning outside the Monroe County Courthouse. Okay, I hear the music, folks. We're going to take a break.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go back to this report. Furthermore, said Fitzpatrick, Darren Huff not only was unarmed the whole time, but he spent the morning at Donna's Coffee Cafe across the street, and only time he briefly set foot on the courthouse property was to take sausage biscuits and coffee to officers standing there. However, my hearing was being held four blocks away at a separate courthouse building unknown to Huff, and he was never there. The federal officials not only successfully prosecuted and convicted the U.S. citizen for the thought crime, added Fitzpatrick, only the one but only one with thoughts was the fanatizing federal agent. Huff was now than a year into serving a 4-year prison sentence in the Texarkana federal prison. he was still waiting for his attorney, Gerald Gutley of Knoxville, to file his appeal. Gutley did not return AFP's calls. Fitzpatrick cites a little-known FBI program as Operation Vigilant Eagle that involves surveillance of veterans who express critical of the government. This includes those who discuss a pending revolution on the Internet. Anyone in America who stands up for the rights of American citizens as outlined by the Constitution is being targeted and jailed by the federal government, he said. Defense experts, threat of rioting looms. Blacks promise attacks. Civil unrest unless Zimmerman found guilty. On July 11th, American Free Press goes to press. The defense-related rested in the much-publicized murder trial of George Zimmerman in Sanford, Florida. The case is an racial-charged affair. The subject of the amount of coverage based against Zimmerman and the mainstream media is scheduled for jury review. Zimmerman, a 33-year-old neighborhood watch captain, shot and killed Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old with a troubled past. In February 2012, in a townhome complex Zimmerman lived in, Martin was staying in. Spotting Martin on the evening of February 26th, Zimmerman reported his suspicious behavior to the non-emergency Sanford Police Department before being confronted by Martin. The mainstream media has done its best to smear Zimmerman out as out of control and a racist in an effort to convince the American public that Zimmerman was in the wrong. However, the truth seems to be coming out in the trial, and there is a good possibility that Zimmerman could go free. According to Zimmerman, Martin being attacking him, slamming his head into the concrete sidewalk and punching him in the face repeatedly, breaking his nose. Zimmerman then fired his 9mm pistol, which was legally carrying, killing Martin. Local Sanford police investigated the matter and questioned Zimmerman, deciding to release him in case of self-defense. National media outlets later distorted Zimmerman's original 9/11 call in an effort to smear him as a racist. Thus, a straightforward case of self-defense was morphed into a racially charged, politically motivated court battle. The prosecution thus far has presented more than 36 witnesses, including Martin's mother and brother, neighbors who heard the struggle, and Rachel Gentel, a friend of Martin who spoke with him on the phone just prior to the confrontation with Zimmerman. Miss Gentel provided a convoluted, inconsistent court testimony, eventually admitting Martin referred to Zimmerman as a creepy-ass cracker, a racially charged epitaph which had not been reported in the mass media. The entire case was proven to be quite polarizing, raising controversial issues related to race, gun control, self-defense, and equal justice. Martin's supporters have threatened to carry out violence if Zimmerman is acquitted, either against Zimmerman or other innocent white and Hispanic Americans. American Free Press contacted Zimmerman's brother, Robert, who has served as an official family spokesperson. However, Robert has been instructed to refrain from speaking to the media directly until the trial's conclusion. Colin Flattery, an investigative journalist who has extensive documented the evidence of violent black-on-white mob violence, told this reporter. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go back to this report. This trial, whether it ends in conviction or acquittal, presents a real threat to black mob violence. In Florida's book entitled White Girl Bled a Lot, the return to racial violence and how the media ignores it, Flagerty has documented numerous cases of black-on-white violent crime directly influenced by the death of Martin. With the prosecution's flimsy case wrapped up and the Zimmerman defense team arguments concluded, America will be following every development with hope, with great interest, in the hands of the jury. Now, hopefully, justice will prevail. Okay, that's all of that report. think, folks, we have another report here. Four Georgia counties are now forcefully taking suspects' blood. Motorists who refused breath tests for driving, for drunk driving, given mandatory blood draw. The Supreme Court ruled in April that police officers must usually obtain a warrant before taking blood draws on suspected impaired motorists in driving under the influence cases. But the High Court also added that obtaining a warrant must be determined on the case basis, which has given several states wide latitude to conduct this controversial procedure. Video of the so-called warrantless blood draws and procedure oftentimes performed against the suspect's will being done in Georgia was recently aired on a Atlantic TV station. It received wide publicity thanks to David Boyle, a Georgia attorney who had requested that videos from police when he was told they exited. Boyle has been an attorney in Georgia for 15 years, most of that time spent as a prosecutor. Now he is in private practice. American Free Press conducted an exclusive interview with Boyle to gain a further understanding of the issue, which is being practiced in four Georgia's 159 counties. I basically had a couple of clients who came to me and told me, hey, I refused to take the breath test when they forced me down and took my blood. He said, I heard rumors about that, but I never actually heard a case where they did it. So I started digging around and did an open record request because they said there was a video camera. So I did a request to get the video of my client and discover what was true. American Free Press asked him to explain the procedure, which has been happening in Gwinnett County, Georgia, as of January 1, 2013. They take a person into a separate room and put him in a restraint chair. He said it actually looks like some bed they put him in, but they give him a lethal injection and they strap him across his ankles, across his knees, across his thighs, across his waist, and across his arms and legs, chest and arms, and forcefully turn his head to the side so he can't look at the person or spit or bite at a person that's going to take it, he said. And then they bring in a contract person to draw blood. Then they do this blood, forced blood draw, and depending upon how the person reacts to that, it can really become a very volatile situation. Boyle believes police have done about 120 this year in Gwinnett County alone. I think it's wrong to be forcing people to be held down to stick a needle in their arm for investigating a misdemeanor, said Boyle. That level of intrusion into the human body is just so far beyond what the law should allow. There is instances where folks have been given substances pursuant present to the search warrant, and murder cases and rape cases in which they're getting DNA that involves sticking a Q-tip in their mouth and getting a swab to holding somebody down against their will and jabbing a needle in their arm. I just don't think it's a good is a road we want to go down. I think this is unreasonable under the Fourth Amendment of the unreasonable search of somebody. Boyle added that he is not sure where this practice is going, but if these blood draws are part of the slippery slope, it could lead to even more innovative procedures being instituted somewhere down the road when a person of suspect arrested by police regardless of his guilt or innocence. Okay, folks, that's all of that report.
John Stepman.